You may not realize it, but this is Welcoming Week across the U.S. Events are being held in 22 states to help immigrants feel more welcome in our country. This afternoon, the White House got into the act, honoring local leaders who work to integrate immigrants into their communities. The World's Jason Margolis looks at how such efforts are going in Idaho.
Wilder is a farming community in southwest Idaho. 1,533 people live here, including the mayor, John Bechtel, who arrived in 1958. We sat outside City Hall with a view of the town's two restaurants.
We have Rosa's across the street here, and we have Alejandra's just down the street here. Both good little restaurants.
Bechtel has seen the demographics of his town change. Today, it's more than 70% Hispanic, a mix of documented and undocumented. Bechtel, bald, white, and in his 70s, wears a Cuban-style Guayabera shirt and avoids formal titles.
Started introducing myself to new Hispanic families as Juan Pelon, John Bald. You'd get a serious look, then they would laugh. The ice is broken, you're friends.
Bechtel and the city council also officially declared Wilder a welcoming town a few years back. It's one of two Idaho cities to do this. Bechtel reads from the one-page resolution.
These residents, composed of native Idahoans from all backgrounds and a large Hispanic community, contribute to the shared responsibility of welcoming new community members who have traveled thousands of miles to resettle with their families in the United States.
Bechtel says he knows it's just a piece of paper and that most people here probably don't even know it exists. Still, Leo Morales with the ACLU in Boise, and who's from Wilder himself, says it's not an empty gesture.
I like to believe that it's more than symbolism, but it carries a lot of intent. And it's the city leader saying, look, this issue is so important to us that we're going to draft a resolution that we want to have more positive dialogues and conversations so that we create successful communities.
Morales, a U.S. citizen originally from Mexico, pushed that dialogue when he ran the group Welcoming Idaho, an affiliate within a national nonprofit called Welcoming America. Its goal? To get past the media chatter, the polarizing immigration debate, and have U.S.-born people meet new arrivals, including refugees, as neighbors. So there's events like roundtables and potlucks. The Welcoming Idaho campaign also put up signs and billboards with photos of brown-skinned people and simple messages such as,
immigration is an American experience, acceptance is an American value.
Morales says reactions were mixed.
Some individuals really liked the very positive messages. Others thought, this is just about illegal immigration, and we don't like it.
This divide persists in Idaho and many parts of the country. A majority of Republicans, at least in the House, feel that undocumented immigrants are lawbreakers who shouldn't be rewarded with a path to citizenship. Case closed. Community organizer Krista Bustamante, who advocates for a pathway, heard from the opposition at a recent town hall in Meridian, Idaho.
People coming in with shirts that said illegals go home or send everyone back. There were some heckling. There was some clapping in people's faces trying to get a reaction out of our side.
Bustamante said she left feeling disillusioned, but also determined to keep the conversation going.
We are a very red Republican state, and I understand that. That's why organizing the community is so much more important, because there is a need, and there are people who want immigration reform, even though they may not be as vocal.
Bustamante, born and raised in Idaho, says her state is a welcoming place for immigrants. She points to the capital, Boise, where city officials have successfully worked with community organizers to integrate refugees and other immigrants into the fabric and economy of the city. Still, she'd like Boise to go a step further and follow the lead of Tiny Wilder, officially declare itself a welcoming place. The mayor of Wilder, John Bechtel, supports that idea.
I would hope that every town in the country would. And I think if people got to know each other, we could solve the immigration problem.
That might be a naive pipe dream, but Bechtel knows what he's seen.
We've got a good community. I feel that we all work together good. I'm just happy living here. I would not want to live anyplace else.
For the World, I'm Jason Margolis, Wilder, Idaho.
Jason's report is part of our ongoing Global Nation coverage, covering stories of a changing America and its people. Lots more of these stories are at theworld.org/globalnation. This is The World on PRI.